All right. And you are ready. So let yourself then, as you prepare yourself to relax, to get your body comfortable, let your body know this is not going to be long and it's going to be pleasure on the other end. You're going to feel pleasure, body. You and me, body, we are going to have an experience together. So let your body relax. Pay attention to the tensions in it and intend them to go, to melt, to dissipate, to dissolve, to disappear, to release. Imagine that you're lying on a beautiful divan, on a beautiful, relaxing kind of laid-back sofa or chair, comfortable, absolutely, wondrously luxurious and comfortable. And you're in a spa, a spiritual spa, a place of great vibration surrounded by crystals. Amazing how you've created that right here. Letting yourself relax in this beautiful place, feeling safe, feeling comfortable. Any noises that you hear will only help you be more relaxed and feel safer. The world is going by out there and you're in this wonderful cocoon. So all those noises are just reminding you that you're in this beautiful space, safe, comfortable, and relaxed. And as you lie in this space, letting all your tensions go, now let all your judgments you've made in the past about your body, let all that go too. Just feeling it coming out of your body. Maybe little dark spots coming out. Maybe a kind of oozy kind of liquid. Maybe a smelly stuff. Maybe grainy stuff. Dark stuff. Gray stuff. However you visualize it, seek within your body and within your energy field and let it go. But sense it coming out of your body. Sense the judgments that you have put on your body and that it has had to hold from your childhood, from your adolescence, from your life up to this point. For not being just the body you wanted it or hoped it could be. Let all those judgments go. Feel it coming out of you, just feeling it releasing, feeling it dropping out of you, through your body, through the wonderful divan or chair or sofa. Just feel it dropping into the earth. Just feel it going down into the earth and being transmuted into just energy. Feeling the spaces where it was, open and free. Letting it go. Letting it go. All of it now. All of it go. And all the shame that you've had about your body, the embarrassment about it, how it didn't look or act right, or that too may take some form that you can sense or visualize that's there. Let that go too. It just drops like little raindrops out of you to the ground. Feel the cleanliness of your body, because this is the most toxic stuff you've been carrying, much more toxic than any food you have eaten. The shame, the embarrassment, the sense of powerlessness, the blame you gave your body for things. And the rage, unspoken, that you have at your body, let it go too. Just feel it all just draining out, dropping off. Any resentments? That's it. That's it. And just feel the cleanliness. Feel the toxicity just disappear. Dropped out. Gone. Feel yourself more relaxed. Feel yourself more light. Like some heavy weights have been dropped off, and you feel a few pounds lighter, almost as if you could begin to levitate. Feel the spaces in your body where this stuff was stashed, in your chakras, in your solar plexus, in your chest. Feel the lightness in your head and your shoulders, where all the burdens, all the expectations, all the pressures you've given your body are now dropping off too. You expected your body to perform at a certain level, and it did it so admirably. But take the pressure off now. There we go. And now your body is lying there, you hovering inside of it, feeling connected to it. Feel that connection, not like a tether, not like you have a stone pulling you down, not like some burden that you have to drag along by necessity. Feel your body as a beautiful container. Feel it wrapping around you. Feel its love for you. It has loved you so much. It's willing to suffer. It's willing to carry extra pounds for you. It's been willing to do whatever you've asked. And sometimes it's rebelled against you angrily. Feel your connection to it, a connection of choice that you have made before you came here, a choice to have this wonderful form. Feel the connection between you and your body, like twins, partners, equals. Feel your body's personality, separate from yours, its hopes and its dreams. Feel your body's heart. Feel your spiritual heart in your body's heart. And let love come from your spiritual heart, from your caring, loving self, from the spiritual being that you are, with compassion for what you've put your body through. Give your body love now. Put love into your body. Put love into every one of those spaces that were opened up by all the debris that is gone. all that lightness, fill it up with love now. Love may be a beautiful, sparkling golden light or silver light. It may be light of some particular color that's just right for you. Maybe for you it's a beautiful pale blue or an indigo or a violet, or maybe for you it's a beautiful amber or even a rusty color, rich, beautiful color. Whatever for you, green, yellow, gold, orange, whatever color for you that works, blue-green, etheric shades, earthy shades, whatever works, feel this color as the love pumps into your body. Just fill it up. Just feel your body filling up with this wonderful, luscious light, energy, love, in the beautiful color or colors. Be very gentle with your body. As you do this, pay attention to it. Pay attention to every part of your body. Pay attention to your eyelashes. Pay attention to your toenails. Pay attention to your navel. Every part of your body, pay attention to it, look at it, sense it, just kind of scan, go over your body, be aware of it. Yes, even parts of your body that in the past have embarrassed you, or parts of your body that were your private parts. Just caress them all with your thought, with your intention, with love. Caress your body. Just soothe it. Love it. Stroke it. Give to it. Yes, even under the arms, in the armpits, everywhere. All your body is beautiful. All your body is wonderful. Give to it. It's perfect. It's yours. It's your perfect vehicle, your partner. And as you give love to it, as you put a little bit more love here and a little bit more love there and put sparkles of light there and maybe little beautiful flowers from other dimensions just kind of float through, you put them there or cover your body with beautiful rose petals or however you like to nurture your body or give to your body beautiful stroking, just sense beautiful liquid perhaps, flowing, loving flow on the skin, feeling delicious, feeling wondrous. And as you're doing that, connect with your body. Feel your body's a little surprise at being treated with such deference, treated with such love and care. With no rush, or no hurry. If you notice, we're going in a nice, slow, casual pace. No rush of time, nothing to get through real quickly. Just giving to your body completely and totally all sorts of care and nurturing and love. And there's certain spots in your body that don't feel as good as others. And you give a little bit more attention there and clean, have you cleaned out more there and you put in some beautiful light there and maybe just kind of smooth it in there and do a little healing. And you say to your body mentally, you speak to it in your mind, telepathically, the communion with you and your body. And you speak to it and you tell your body, I love you. I apologize because I know I've hurt you in the past. I know I've been hard on you. I know that you've had to carry a lot of gunk for me, a lot of issues, a lot of emotional stuff, a lot of debris, a lot of stuff I wasn't willing to pay attention to and deal with. You carried it. Like a trooper, you did. You carried purpose. You carried infirmity and pain. You've carried weight and burdens of obligations. You've carried pressures and pushing and driving, and you've somehow made it through all of that. I see the impact of it. I see the damage. I see all the stuff that you ended up with. I see the twists and the turns of your energies. I see the shutdown here and there. I'm sorry. I did it to you without thinking, for my own escape. I know more now. I know so much now, but I know that I appreciate you now. I know what we're doing together. I care how you feel. I want you to feel good. I want you to feel balanced, healthy, harmonically aligned. I want you to feel happy, free, and light. All the choices that I have made in the past that caused your suffering, I now revoke those choices. I recall them. I recant the vows of suffering and obligations and duties that made you experience stress and pain. I choose from henceforth, from this moment onward, for you to feel better and better, for you to have pleasure, enjoyment in your life with me, that we can enjoy and love each other and feel good together, that we can be strong and energetic, that we can have fun, we can explore and grow and create and have wondrous life adventures together. I choose for you to feel good now. I take from you the obligation and duty I gave to you to carry my stuff. I gave it to you from a place of escapism. I didn't want to face it. I didn't know how to. But I do now. I've grown up. I want to take this next part of my journey in this physical lifetime with you as my partner, as it was intended. I take from you all pain, suffering, and burdens. I take from you the pressure of achieving agendas that are not useful, distorted agendas. You don't have to pretend to be somebody that you're not for my benefit. You don't have to strive to be anyone other than who you are. I accept you as you are, every inch of you, every pound of you, every cell of you, every pain of you. You are a wondrous creation. I am so grateful for you. I am willing to respect you, honor you, and listen to you. This is my choice. And I promise to you that from this time on, I will endeavor to love you and to care for you and as an equal. I will listen to you. I will negotiate with you. So we both have fun. So we both have pleasure. I will not abandon you. I will not try to leave you. Together, we will love and love our lives. Together, we will play. Together, we will work. Together, you and me, loving each other. I love you. I know that after I hurt you, damaged you, judged you, you've rebelled. And, you know, that's all right. I understand. I would do the same thing. I understand why you would react. I understand why you give me suffering and stress and problems or limitations. I understand this now. I forgive you. I forgive you for having paid me in return, punished me, hurt me back, limited me, nailed me, kept me from my fantasies, from my visions. I forgive you. I ask your forgiveness for all that I have done to you. I understand you have suffered. Please forgive me. And as you say these words, you wait, you pause, you listen, you feel. Feel the energy, the beautiful, soft energy of forgiveness enter your heart. If you were to look out your body, like in a mirror, you would see that the eyes of your body are filled with tears. If you hear your body telepathically, you will hear it say, "Yes, I forgive you. I don't trust you yet. But thank you so much for acknowledging it. Thank you so much for appreciating me. It feels really good after all this time. And yes, I'm still a little angry at you for some of it. But I realize where you're coming from too. I forgive you." And you ask your body, as you feel the energies of forgiveness wash you energetically, psychically, spiritually clear and clean. Are you willing, body? Are you willing to join with me? Are you willing to forge a new relationship? Are you willing to continue going for the mission, the personal mission of self-realization, of realizing the divine essence that we are? Are you willing to continue for the global mission to help change the reality for all, to bring in a new world of love and light? Are you with me? Are you willing? I cannot do it alone. I need you. The body, let the body respond to you. Feel how it agrees. Feel how it comes forth, maybe tentatively. Yes, it still doesn't quite trust you. It wants this very badly. You can tell. It may ask you, are you willing to do this or that? Listen. What does it want you to do? How does it want you to proceed? Listen. Is there any feedback your body has for you? We will be silent for a moment. Just listen. Just be with your body. Hear it. Hear it speak to you. And ask your body, what does it want? What does it want that you have not been giving it enough of or at all? What does it want? What kind of movement does it want? What kind of food would it want that's different or more of or less of? What does it desire? Does it want to rest more? Does it want a slower pace or a faster pace in your life? The body knows your temperament. The body is constructed precisely for your temperament. Let it speak to you of what is really appropriate for it, how your spirit can manifest. It's your temperament, what your body wants as the expression of that. What will fulfill and make it happy? It's a laundry list. Listen, and we will be quiet for a moment. If you don't hear it, feel it. Know it. Sense it. Or maybe you will get pictures. Receive in whatever way you can. Now negotiate with it. Because it may have a list that is, you know, with the parameters of your daily life between what you're required at work or your needs and your pleasures that may be more mental or intellectual or spiritual. Negotiate something that works out. Start negotiating, perhaps just looking at your daily life. Where can you give and where can you receive and where can your body give and where can your body receive? See the two of you living a beautifully mutual, beneficial, harmonic life. That's good. That's good. The body still may not trust that you can do it. Tell your body, I'm committing myself to negotiating with you a mutually satisfying life of harmony and balance, of fulfillment and joy. I am committing myself right now with my will and my choice and all my power. And if I don't fulfill my word, I know you're going to reflect it to me. And I may make a mistake, and y'all need that reflection. But I will listen. I'll be aware of it. I will respond to it. And we will re-enter negotiation. I promise you, we will now have a real relationship. My choice, my will. And the body lets you know mine also. Even though the body doesn't really have free will like you do, but it is willing. This time the spirit is willing and the flesh is also willing. And now the two of you dream together. Dream your future. Dream your older self. Dream your life. Dream how it's going to be. Dream the energy. Dream the fun. Dream the love, the freedom. Dream all those things you want to anticipate and look forward to and relish the thought of. See yourself years in the future. See the vitality, see the happiness, see the exuberance of self. See the bliss, the fulfillment. See it, feel it, sense it, imagine it, however you can. You two together, you and the body together. Getting it together. Experiencing that together. Enjoying your body. And as you see this wonderful energy and you feel this great energy, heart to heart, your spiritual heart to physical heart to body, soul and spirit connect now. All we can say is that there's light about you, sparkling light, beautiful light with lots of love, a density of light about you, a light of purpose. Let yourselves, you and your body, be surrounded by this light. And you are writing a contract now for a life of fulfillment and healing. Sense your body being able to hold tremendous amounts of energy flow. And you dancing and exulting in the joy of it. And as you feel this wonderful energy, this love surrounding you, this beauty surrounding you, sense that there is someone, a voice that comes saying, "But wait. But wait for me. There's a child there. A child with pain. A child in its schisms between mind and body and self-identification and body. with your love, send it into your past now. Send it to your child self and to all the selves of your childhood. Send that love. Send that promise, that new agreement, that forgiveness, the resonance of this beautiful place, this beautiful light place that you are in. Give it to the child now. Give it to the infant. Give it to the adolescent. Give it to the puberty one that struggles through that transition. Sense them. Sense their pain release. Sense their light expand. Love them. Connect them. Reconnect them. Release the debris from them. Lift them. Love them. See your 20-something. Depending on how old you are, you're 30-something, or even 40-something, or even 50-something. Whatever you have, whatever selves, all points of light, all realities coexisting with you, healing now, lifting and healing. Cleansing, purifying, loving, forgiving. The energy that you have expanding, washing over your past, washing into your future, expanding into all times and places for this lifetime for you, and all potential times and places of this lifetime for you that you may choose at some point. Send this love into your parallel lives, into your alternate lives, and into your other lives. They may not change, but let them feel the love. Feel it just kind of going out in beautiful threads, like rutils within crystal. Golden lights sparkling. Through all the aspects of yourself, all the dimensions of yourself, this agreement, this choice, this energy. Until you feel that the whole field of yourself, a whole expanse, a whole field, like an actual field, with flowers in it, a meadow filled with points of light, all healing, all loving, all becoming free, all points of yourself in other times and spaces, lifting, healing, cleansing, until it feels it's touched the outer parameters of yourself, of your outer boundaries of individuality. As you float together, you and your body, in this light, in this love. And as you float there, above you, you see a beautiful starry sky, thousands and thousands of stars. And you watch, and some of these stars move from their position, and they come together, and they form a beautiful, bright star with their energies. They put their energies together. A beautiful, bright star forms. That is us. And we, that beautiful, bright star above you, send the beam of light down to you now. Sends down to you. And as it reaches you, it is a column of light that surrounds you. A column of light sparkling in your
very, very favorite color.
Surrounding you, nurturing you, loving you and your body. And now address, as you feel this beautiful, supportive energy that we can give you, we are with you. Address that issue, that problem, that pain. Address it now. Pay attention to it now. Let us work with it now. You've released its energy. You've released its darkness. But let's heal it now, shall we? Let's be done with it. Let's take that pattern, that addiction, that trauma out of you and your body. Just feel us enter in there. Feel this light that we are moving into you, into your psyche, into your body. Feel energy working in there. Feel new connections being made. Grids replaced with new grids. Downloads of special information and energy forms just for you, unique to you. Feel it as little bubbles, or perhaps you see little ribbons falling through, just ribbons twisting and twirling. Beautiful shiny ribbons with codes and symbols upon them. Or perhaps little crystals dancing. Let yourself just receive now. Let it go. Let us work with it now. You can give it up now. You can let it go. It's all right. It won't hurt us. We're like the tree. It's just energy. And we can repattern it for you some. Right now. We're repatterning. And we're implanting little programs in the form of seeds, beautiful seeds. Beautiful seeds that are going to sprout as you and your body negotiate, come closer, and enjoy the love and the intimacy you have between the two of you. As you learn to trust yourselves, trust each other, and lean on each other, and rely on each other, these seeds will sprout. They will sprout new possibilities, new realities, healing, continued healing on more and more levels. They will unfold over time. They have just been planted. Let them be planted. Let yourself receive them and your body in that place of your body that is most vulnerable. Or places that are weakest or most painful. Let these seeds settle in there. And we will ignite
the seeds, not to burn them, but to initiate them into their unfoldment. Know that the healing has begun. What healing you've gotten, wondrous, will continue and expand. And now, let your energy expand. We are around you, and as we expand around you, you expand with us, together, expanding. You become brighter and broader. Your energy extends downward now through your feet, through your root chakra, down to the earth now. Your light extends down into the earth, going deeper, 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 deeper into the earth, to the center of the earth, to the mother, to the heart of the mother, to the mother of the body, to the mother who is earth. Connect. Connect. Put your feet there. Put your psychic feet there. Plant them there in the earth. Grounded in the earth. Feel the love come up through your feet. Feel them come up through your legs and into your root chakra. Feel the love come into your body. And we will intensify it a little bit. Feeling grounded, feeling love coming up, expanding you more. If at any point the energy feels too intense, send it down to the earth. Just goes right down through your legs into the earth. And there you'll be, balanced yet again. But feel the love of Mother Earth coming up into you. Receive her strength. Her support for you being who you are, your temperament, your way, you and your body, doing your mission. Feel the support coming up through you, strengthening you. We expanding you. Your Mother Earth strengthening you. And let this light now continue up through all the way through your body, through your torso, up through your neck and into your head. And out your crown. Saints, that above you is a beautiful, brilliant, bright light. Your higher self holds that resonance. A higher chakra of you, indeed. Holding that love, that light. Holding the vision of your mission in every detail of possibility. For you, and love for you, everything for you, and sending that energy down into your head, into your body, filling you up with love and acceptance, recognition of your own divine and higher nature. Your body's in ecstasy. Every cell thrilled with this frequency. If there's any excess, down through your legs into the earth. Otherwise, let yourself fill up and expand now. Bigger and bigger, expand your light. You and body together in the light. And then you sense you and your body lifting like you're going to fly, like your weight loss, lifting. We're lifting you. Let us lift you both together, you and your body. Just sense your body lifting, floating upward. Not your psyche leaving your body. No, you feel your body coming along. Feel your body coming along. And you're going to go up, and we're going to pull you through some beautiful clouds. They smell so wonderful. It's so purifying. It's so sparkly and soft. We're going to pull you through these clouds. Just let yourself, come on, relax. Let us pull you through. We're just pulling you through. There we go. Through the clouds. There we go. All the way up, all the way up, all the way up on. And now we're going to bring you above the clouds. Above the clouds you go, and it's like when you're in an airplane and you're above the clouds and you see beautiful shining clouds beneath you going into infinity, and you're in this incredible sky. And there is a sun of grand proportions there, a grand sun, a great source, the source of light, the source of all that is, the source energy, the love of God, Goddess, all that is, the great sun. Sense it. Sense yourself in the light of the sun, totally accepted, totally loved. Don't feel embarrassed. There's nothing to fear. Totally loved and accepted and safe in this light. And own that this is part of you, who you are. You are of the same substance as this. You are the divine. And all the cells of your energy body, all the cells of your physical body, shine. This is home. This is a connection with home. This is where you're coming to. You and body. You will get there before body, but body will make it too in time. Feel this energy. Let the light of the sun shine into your head, into your third eye. Let it come inside you. Let it come inside you and fill you. And the next thing you know, you're feeling very relaxed and lying on a beautiful chaise lounge or sofa or relaxing chair in a beautiful spiritual spa. And over there is a column of light. And over there is a sun. And you feel a smile within your whole being. Your body smiles and you smile. You're never alone. You will never be alone. You're linked. You're on your way. Your mission lies ahead. And so let yourself now just put your attention back into your body and sensing your body. And as you do so, you sense that you're sitting in your chair and your position of where you entered a meditation so long ago and yet not that long ago. But you know that the sun is there. It shines still within you. There's a reflection in you. You shine a piece of it to your reality, to your world. And there's a column of light right there that's just ready any moment. You ask. We'll come and surround you and heal you some more and activate some more seeds. All you have to do is call us and we'll be there. The process has begun. What you have initiated in this meditation, it will take several days to actually come into fruition. And it will take several years to really fulfill. But know that you have begun a new life with your body, a new freedom awaits you.
a new life, a better life, a life with more fun and love awaits you. Yours to dream and to receive, seeds to activate, healings ahead. And you have returned to bring that beautiful light with you from the realm of meditation to anchor it now into your physical life, to keep it connected, to keep it alive. We've enjoyed working with you so much. Your energies are so ready, so tuned, so honed, and your gifts are opening up day by day. Time is no longer your enemy. It is your friend now. You have a beautiful life to look forward to. And we will always wish the very, very most joyous, wonderful life for you. And for now, we must appear to be gone. We must go. But we will never leave. We surround you, dear ones, with our light and our love. Farewell.